I'm Sean Crawford for WUIS, joined by the State Journal Register business editor Tim Landis, and we'll talk about a survey of Sangamon County businesses and also why so many pizza places in Springfield. We'll discuss that and more in this week's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. Tim, let's start with that economic outlook survey that was done. It's done a couple of times a year and showed us some real differences from the spring.
Well, they released this twice a year through the University of Illinois Springfield and the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. And no one was surprised that the numbers were down when it comes to employer confidence from the spring survey. I guess what was surprising was the just frankness of the reaction to this. We've all been wondering all along, what's it going to take to get Governor Rauner and the Democratic legislative leaders to the table? Lawsuits haven't done it. Issues with social services and motor fuel taxes haven't done it. Now we're beginning to hear from the business community that, hey, this is really hurting the bottom line, and you wonder if, well, maybe that's it.
Oh, you're right. This is not surprising in an area where so many businesses not only may rely on state government for, you know, contracts and such, but also people who are just the regular customers. They may be affiliated somehow with state government, either getting a check or their business relies on it.
Well, Ashley Kersinger with UIS probably summed it up best. She's done these surveys for 6 years now, and there's always been that issue of the state isn't paying its bills on time, the money is not coming in the door. She said now this is getting down, particularly at the retail level, of customers not coming through the door, and that's a particular concern going into the holiday shopping season. So this is beginning to have a real impact, and possibly even on the state economy. You'll recall earlier this month, state economic growth was down for the third month in a row, and they think the budget impasse may be one of the factors.
Well, one area of the economy that seems to be doing okay is the pizza industry in Springfield. We were talking about this before, about why so many pizza places, more of them opening here in the city.
Well, I will say this was a highly unscientific survey that we did of our readership and talked to a few of the new pizza shops that are opening or are about to open. We just have been noticing in the building permits this summer, there seemed to be a retail chain or locally owned pizza shop in the building permits every week. And it's a mixture of those. In talking to some of the owners and to local small business consultants, these things do just tend to run in cycles. Right now, pizza is hot. It could be something else next year. But a couple of the longtime pizza owners had said to us that they think we may be getting to a saturation point, that there's just only so much pizza demand to go around.
There may be people that disagree with that. Who knows?
And we did find out, Sean, people, when you survey the readership here, they are very loyal to their brand, whether it's local or a national chain. They stand by it. So, yeah, there may be more pizza to sell out there.
Well, a grocery store chain is also doing some expansion outside of the state of Illinois into Indiana County Market. Some of the stores there expanding over to Indiana. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, Neiman Foods of Quincy is the parent company of County Market, and they're throughout central Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. There's three stores in Springfield alone, a store in Chatham, one in Sherman. They just acquired Covington Foods in Covington, Indiana. That's six stores. Three of those are in Illinois in the Danville area, but the other three are over in Indiana, and that'll be the first time in that state for the company. They've been expanding by acquisition little by little the last couple of years. So this moves their footprint out.
And finally this week, can you give us an update on the old Pillsbury plant in Springfield? There's been some news there.
Well, there's some demolition work that had started there early this year at the plant on the northeast side of Springfield, which, by the way, has been closed since 2001. Well, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, Illinois Attorney General, sued the property owners this summer to block any further demolition because of the asbestos there. And just in the last couple of weeks, the owners were found in civil contempt of court for failure to hire a cleanup firm and secure that site. We understand now they have done those things. The site has been secured by the state EPA, but there will be a hearing in December to see whether that compliance is continued.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.